107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's time to chat once again with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and Martin is here in studio. Good morning, Martin.
Good to be here on the last day of January,
yes,
Jamie.
A little bit of a foggy morning, but my goodness, we've got lots to talk about. What are we going to talk about? Top of the agenda. Are we talking about the weather?
Let's talk about anything but the budget.
Oh, dear,
this is my 13th budget, and I can say it's been the most difficult because there are so many facets to it and so many challenges that are on the municipal plate today that perhaps wasn't there to this extent. So it has been challenging. I certainly give staff and council full credit on the process. I know it's been covered largely on media, as it is in all municipalities, but certainly, you know, Monday night was our fourth meeting, and as been covered, we went from 9.98 to 9.6 to 9.49 to where we're currently at is 7.73. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's been a lot of work, and work because we know that it impacts families, and we know that it has to be affordable, but equally important, it has to be affordable not only to the ratepayers of today, but of tomorrow as well. And that's the tough part, that if we don't do what we have to do with regards to infrastructure work or putting money aside for infrastructure work, we know it's going to challenge the ratepayers of tomorrow. So in the very near future, probably the February the 26th council meeting, we will bring forward a budget that looks like a 7.73 increase, which is about $404 for a home that's valued at $350,000. And like I said, it's been a tough go, and it's a balance piece. And so, yeah, I still struggle with it because I know we've worked hard, and yet we don't have the tools to get what we need to get done, and that's why I always state that we need to continue to advocate, you know, through AMO, through ROMA, through the Good Roads, advocate to the both the provincial and federal governments for, you know, increased support to help us with us.
Okay, and that segues into a discussion about ROMA.
Yeah, thank you. And yes, so I had the pleasure of being at ROMA, which stands for Rural Ontario Municipal Associations, over 100 attendees. And it focuses on critical issues impacting rural municipalities, and whether it's housing, infrastructure, immigration, risk management. And so the event usually starts with a keynote address, and Doug Ford was there, our premier was there, and he did present the idea that, yes, money is available, or more money will be available for infrastructure dollars. And we're starting to see letters coming out through Matthew Ray, our MPP, with regards to the possibility of increased dollars for infrastructure, increased dollars for housing. But the key piece here is to access those dollars, we have to be shovel project ready. And so those things are things that have impacted our levy. You know, so if we're going to be ready for some infrastructure dollars, say, for example, for the Grand Trunk District, we have to show the province that we are ready to go on that project. If we're going to be ready for housing, then we have to show the province that we're ready, and you make application and you check the boxes. Do you have HR to support that project that you're going to partner with the province? Do you have money set aside? And we have done that. And those are the challenges in this last budget that, you know, when you talk federal government, they say, well, housing isn't our responsibility. And then it's, you know, certainly not been the mandate for local, for municipal government, but it tends to fall on our shoulders right now. So those things were part of the ROMA conference. Also, delegations are a significant part. Used to be just AMO, but now at Good Roads and ROMA, we have the opportunity to delegate. I delegated with the warden of Huron County, Glenn McNeil, and St. Mary's Mayor Al Strathy, with regards to funding, increased funding for our HPPH. You know, under the fine leadership of Marion Klassen, we know that they're under budget by $1.5 million going into this year, and it's led to a loss of 13.5, employment spaces, the closing of the Wingham location, and we know that upstream work that they do, especially when we talk pandemic, if it's not done there, will filter down to our emergency rooms, will filter down into our family doctors. So, you know, and the last piece of the conference was the opportunity, and I was in and out of the conference rather quickly because we had a lot of work on Monday to do, was I had a chance to be part of the gender-based violence workshop. And that was promoted through Jasmine Clark, said, if anybody's going, let's be an advocate to deal with and be a voice at the domestic violence workshop. So that was another big part. But all in all, I guess they're important, but sometimes it's a little dissatisfying when you know you maybe don't get what you want out of it, but it's still important to be there.
We're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, some good news this morning.
Yes, you know, I talked about this the other night. It's you know, two edges to the sword with regards to budget. One is what we're going to take from residents with tax levy, but also what are we bringing into the community to bring more tax dollars? And as you know, I was in Japan several months ago, and I got to meet with the head office of Aijin Canada. And in Japan, and they're one of five Japanese firms. And I want to take this opportunity to brag a little bit about our industry. As you know, I had an opportunity to get out to Cleaver Brook, celebrate somebody that's been in the industry for 50 years welding. And industry in Stratford, the men and women that go to work in industry in Stratford, make up over 60% of our economic impact. So, you know, my hat's off to those men and women that go in every day and do that amazing work and produce products that are not only useful in Canada, but shipped abroad in so many different aspects of industry. So a big shout out to them. And that's, you know, Germany, USA, certainly Japan, as I mentioned. So Aijin is looking to expand, to double their footprint. They're currently at about 500 employees. Early on would see an increase of about probably 100 employees, which is significant. Currently, they sit around $300,000 on our tax levy. So a big congratulations to, you know, Japanese headquarters, head office, and to locally President Rain Robert for bringing this forward. It's important to our local economy, not only the dollar-wise, but I want to shine a light on the impact on our local community with regards to how they and other companies in our, I think of FIO, but Aijin here, for example, their impact on supporting House of Blessing, the United Way, the food local. So it's an economic impact, but as I said when I was in Japan, it's also a cultural impact in our community. So, you know, it's great to see that economic growth in Stratford, because once again, that economic growth will bring dollars to support our economic base.
We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma right here, 107.1 CJCS.